am not too sure. I don't know. I don't know. What do you mean? It's regular water. I know. I should move it. My bad. Well, yeah, we came in hot. Because it's running late. So I'm trying to seize the day or the rest of it. Yeah. No, I have no idea what that means. Carpo diem. Or carpal tunnel. I don't know. Let's get into the show. We have some topics. Got some things to get into. Let's get a music playing. And see what's going on. Hey, that video of DDG getting slapped in the face. The guys that broke into his house just to slap him. I cried. That was the funniest shit I ever seen in my life. I cried. Tears came out. Yeah. Shut the fuck. Yo, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I really, really thought that was like a thing. I promise.
Three.
No. Did you see it?
Oh, God.
He was passed out asleep. Slapped him right in his mouth.
Yeah.
He was perturbed.
Live-o.
And still no sleep. No. Trying to live out my dream. Yeah. Started out with a team. And that was just me. Yeah. Empire to the death of me. I guess I'm out here reaching my destiny. Starting off with an epiphany. Now I can drop a AI loves to make this a part of the clips. Not a good part, AI. Not a good part. Don't do it. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. Thank you. Thank you. My voice is all the way back. I feel much better. I feel more motivated. I actually have tested now twice positive for COVID. Remember during the last show, I was like, I got COVID. I do. Still ain't gone away. But my voice is all the way back. That's why I took the time off. And it was my daughter's birthday on Friday. So I had to take the time for my little girl. And she had an amazing Friday. Thank y'all for asking. I know y'all don't care. So, we got a bunch of topics to get into. Let's read what ChatGPT wrote for the show today, and we'll get into these topics. And welcome to the Kasabian Live Show. I will be your host. We're live from Las Vegas. This is episode 466, and I'll be your host with talent on loan from God. Right? It just didn't hit from God. I love doing that. Welcome back, y'all. This is a show that never ends. We just keep on going. But let's get into the news. Let's see what ChatGPT wrote for us. Let's get right into it. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O Show. We dive headfirst to the... Excuse me. It's not astonishing. I don't know why they use these such specific buzzwords, but astonishing? These astonishing stories and captivating headlines. Now, they are captivating. From the the fact that Mexico got aliens and we don't, and like we don't show them, it's nothing new, but we'll talk about that in a minute. That's why I guess they're astonishing. From the mysteries of Mexico with their alien and the twists of the audacious people that broke the Great Wall of China. A couple have broken the Great Wall of China. We'll dive into that. We'll explore all of that and more. Let's take a look in the political realm. Bo Biden over there is being impeached and his son is suing the IRS. Yeah, it's amazing. So let's take a look at this Biden impeachment saga and watch how it unfolds. And you know, why is it that the cast of The View always seems to think that people vote by color? Are they really that dense and that slow that they continue to speak so poorly of the American people? Anyway, let's talk about Jeezy and what happened with him and, well, I guess what didn't happen. And then I got a slight update on 6ix9ine and Steve Will Do It. I really don't know what the fuck is going on with them, but I just want to talk about it because I think it's funny. And that's not all. We'll also take a ridiculous ride into DDG's home invasion where they violated him. There's a video of some young man that stole a car here in Las Vegas, crashing into other vehicles and then running a man over on his bike. That man was next sheriff here in Las Vegas, and we'll definitely get into that. We'll also get into Bochinche of Offset and Nicki Minaj's husband. That title alone should let you know how one-sided this really is. An F-35 ejected the pilot and landed in Cuba. That shit's crazy. We'll talk about it. And let's talk about the manager over at World Resorts and the illegal betting ring that they were a part of. And if that's not all to keep you hooked, let's talk about Jennifer Hudson and Drew Barrymore both postponing their talk shows after Drew Barrymore was talking a whole lot of big shit about recording during all the fucking strikes. And Peso Pluma, an artist that I find near and dear, and he did something that, you know what, you just don't play with. And it's one of my fears in music. Actually, it's one of my biggest fears in music. This scared the shit out of me for a long time. But we'll talk about what's going on with Peso Pluma. And we promise you, although his shows are being postponed, we won't delay you anymore in delivering these intriguing stories from around the globe. So stay tuned for this roller coaster of emotionality called the Xabian Lavo Show. My baby's birthday was this weekend, and my baby's birthday was like a thing for her to do as a 13-year-old. Roller coasters, right? That was like her thing.
Okay.
She got to do all the roller coasters. All of them.
I do it on my lonely.
I'm not a roller coaster person. I never was a roller coaster person. But my baby turned 13, and she has like this fucking thrill-seeking thing that scares the fuck out of me. Because now I have been forced to do roller coasters multiple times. I'm too old for this shit. I don't find them fun. They take too fucking long. I complain the whole time. I say a lot of bad words, and I apologize to everybody else's kids. I didn't go to this one. It wasn't for me. I didn't want to hear that shit. I wasn't trying to be around it. And I got COVID. Yes, jokingly during the last episode that we recorded, I said I have COVID. So I went and took a test. I have the shit. I am vaccinated. I was vaccinated because I got a corporate job. That corporate job made me get this vaccine. I didn't have COVID before the fucking vaccine. And I'm the only person in my home that is vaccinated and now has contracted COVID according to the test. Twice. That's amazing. I really don't even know where to begin with that. There's a couple that have knocked over the great, but this story, it just blew my mind. And I didn't really want to get into it because I feel like there's a lot more to it, but we'll just dabble in it. A couple has destroyed a part of the Great Wall of China to get their equipment over the mountain range quicker. It was much faster there. I don't know if you know how long the Great Wall of China is, but it's mad long. So everybody knows mad long is like longer than a little bit. And mad long means that shit goes for mad long. I don't think you're allowed to just knock over a part of the wall and call it good. They didn't just knock it over. They literally flattened it and, and just made it like a round hump. Like they did what construction workers do when they come to new neighborhoods. Now I got fucking agita. They did what construction workers do when they just like pile over the dirt and just make a neat little hump and just they were humping over all their equipment. It's beyond me. It's the Great Wall of China. Imagine if, I don't know. I don't even know what that would be like here in America. I don't know. Imagine if somebody was like fucking Uber eating out of the fucking Statue of Liberty. I don't know. Sorry. I don't even know where to go with that. That's such an amazing story to me That was such an amazing story to me that I did not want to read anything further than what I read because they're fucked. Can't knock over the Great Wall of China for your stupid ass construction machines. What's wrong with you? Mexico has aliens. Duh. Do you know what Spanish people do? We have this thing called chupacabras in Puerto Rico, which in English, it roughly translates to goat sucker. Yeah. It's a little thing that sucks the blood out of goats and pigs and cows and just leaves them dry. But no marks. No marks. And it skins them. No marks. Chupacabras. It's like a folklore. And then they found this little fucking thing. Nope. Nobody said anything. You ever watched Spanish news? Do you know how interesting it is to watch Spanish news? Let me give you a little tidbit of Spanish news. There's segments in Spanish news where like things happen to Jesus statues. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? There's an entire news segment on Spanish news for like Jesus statues that cry or bleed or somebody saw Jesus in toast or in wood. That's a thing in Spanish culture. Yes, we have aliens. No shit. And of course they'd be in Mexico because why wouldn't Mexico fucking have aliens? Could you not believe that that was an alien? They've been showing that same alien for years. There's a movie with Seth Rogen, that alien movie that Seth Rogen did. He said something in that movie that broke my brain, and I never forgot it. They said that they were releasing images of aliens that looked like that so that we would be comfortable with them when they really got here. Meaning that they've always known what aliens look like, but they just bullshit us in movies and in imagery just so that when they do come here and they do look like that, we don't go, bah, what the fuck is that? We're just used to it already. They're training us like fucking pets, man. God, I'm telling you, people. All right, next story. The Republican Party wants to impeach Joe Biden. Why? Because Joe Biden is incompetent. And I am so sorry about the hiccups thing, but if I hold my breath on a live show, that will be fucking ridiculous. The Republican Party, I want to talk really fast. The Republican Party wants to impeach Bo Biden due to his incompetence. And honestly, I don't doubt that they could. I just don't think it's a really good idea. Now, hear me out. They're pushing, and when I say they, the left, the establishment, all these people are pushing for Trump to be arrested, for Trump to go to court and deal with all these allegations and charges that don't really stick, don't seem to ever stick, don't seem to ever get him in any real trouble. And every time something new is announced, they just increase his popularity. This fucking hiccup. They really increase his popularity with every single charge or every single accusation or every time they send him to court. Now, will that happen the same for Joe Biden? Will it be turned around? Will people listen to Joe Biden being impeached and go, nah, this can't be? Bullshit. It could. It can be. Like, every single thing that we would impeach Biden on is real. There's not one thing that's made up. His son was getting paid by these people an absurd amount of money because they thought that they would have connections to the vice president at that time and the president of the United States through fucking Hunter Biden's stupid ass and old Pappy Biden over here answering the phone every 5 minutes when Hunter called them. A foreign country gave a crackhead millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. That crackhead so happens to be the son of our president. Excuse my hiccups. Please don't fuck that one up, AI. So if Joe Biden was impeached, it'd be a slam dunk case, but that means we got to deal with Kamala Harris. I don't want to deal with that lady. She hasn't spoken enough for me. She just doesn't do shit. What a space taker. Which takes me into my next subject, the View. Why does The View seem to always think that Americans are voting so shallow? Americans are only voting for Joe Biden because of Kamala Harris. Excuse me. I did not realize that Kamala Harris was such a vote changer. I don't think that she's done anything. If anything, she's regressed women in politics, not progressed. This looks like she took a side job. This looks like she's getting paid off to not do anything. The fact that The View feels like America, the fact that anybody thinks that America is not voting for Donald Trump tells me that you are sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken and completely just, you're just not looking at the facts that are in front of your face. You're not making any sense. You're the same people that are telling people to get vaccinated. You're the same people talking shit about that January 6th. They always make up these names. That wasn't an insurrection. It was a bunch of goofy ass white people. Let that shit go. But they bring all these things up like they're making a point. God damn the hiccups. They bring up these points and they think that they're making these magical fucking connections and that everybody goes, oh, that's what you mean. No, we see the same thing you see. There's a horrible economy and there's a recession that's probably going to hit us harder than we've ever been hitting. Is that the word? There's a recession that's going to hit us harder than we've ever been hit before. And I don't think that we're prepared for what's coming. Things have gotten so expensive. You know, I always asked as a kid, how come we couldn't have a top out? Like, why couldn't we just top out? I was like, how come milk has to keep costing more? Why can't they just make it $5? They can. You know that. Like, at this point, you can't tell me you can't because we stopped the entire economy due to COVID. So I'm convinced that we can just put a pause on things. Everybody will make enough money as long as they're profiting. I don't know what the logistics would be to just put a cap on everything and say, okay, that's it. You cannot charge any more for this. This is it. Why not? Why couldn't we do that? It would force things to be efficient. And that would be for everything. Like, fuck it. We're going to go full blown tartar sauce on this one, so let's go for it. Put a cap on everything. We're spending so much money on the smaller things. Power bills are higher than they've ever been. I'm 36 and my insurance has never gone down. I've paid more for insurance every single month or every single year of my life than anybody I've ever known. Like as a child growing up, adults would tell you insurance gets cheaper and cheaper the older you get. Once you get into your 30s, you could have like 5 cars for $30 and get full coverage. That's not true. I damn near pay $500 for 2 cars. I think it's like 6 and change for 3. It's ridiculous what the fuck we pay for cars with Geico. Like, they tell us that our roads are dangerous. They're telling us now that because cars are more expensive, it costs more to fix. I don't doubt it, but I've paid you a lot of fucking money for at least the past 25 years. And I haven't crashed that many cars. Not a $500,000 worth of money's worth. I'd like to know where the fuck my money went. How come we don't have any reform on insurance? Where's my money? How about we get a better alternative for car insurances? When this recession hits, these are the types of questions you're going to see people start asking. People are going to start cutting corners. You know, it's getting ridiculous how the government seems to think that we worry more about a fucking war that's 100 gajillion miles away from us as opposed to worrying about what's going on right in front of us. It's pretty fucking ridiculous and disgusting. I don't know what a Biden impeachment would mean, but I don't care to see it, and I think we should just focus on the task at hand. Young Jeezy divorced his wife. Shit happens. 6ix9ine and Steve will do it. Probably won't be fighting anytime soon, but I think Steve got him. Actually, I think 6ix9ine will kick Steve will do it to ass. I think the only person that could beat 6ix9ine is academics. Okay. Now, before we get into the rest of these stories, who saw Chrome 23 last night with Remy Ma, Geechee Gotti, and what's that boy's name? The Philly boy? The one that Papoose fucked? Listen. It's hard to have Remy up there and then people think that there's something going on with her and that artist, and then to watch other artists do what they do. What Geechee did was amazing. I've never seen anybody talk to Remy like that, so that scared the shit out of me. And I say that respectfully to everybody involved. I hope this is just rap, but that boy went in. That's all I got to say about that. That's it. No and then. Offset of the Migos, Cardi B's husband, was having one hell of a weekend, and then Nicki Minaj's husband wants to fight him and stood outside and waited for him. By the way that we have this conversation, you can tell that Nicki Minaj's husband is obviously not big enough to have these types of conversations about him. And that's not a bad thing, but this is women's business and you should be a real man and just stay the fuck out of it. I've never seen Offset speak on Nicki Minaj, so why are you speaking on him? He's not starting. Just y'all girls are going through it, but I don't think that you should. What's he talking about? Why would he be texting me? Hey, bro, hold up. What's wrong with him? He really gonna text in the middle of the show? Are you crazy? I can't believe he just did that. My bad. Nicki Minaj's husband is too old to be doing the things that he's doing, and I don't know his name, and I think it's Kenneth. I don't want to know your name. I don't think you should be doing this. This shit's ridiculous. You're 45 years old. What are you gonna do? You gonna go to jail at 45? You really want to go to jail in your 40s? You know how fucking dumb that shit sounds to want to go to jail in your 40s? It ain't even worth it. If the boy don't want to meet you in like a gym or play you in a video game, just walk away, dog. He ain't never touched you. Just fucking make sure you don't fucking ruin your wife's bag. You know how crazy that shit is to me that you're willing to go out there and risk your whole life in order to what, look good for the internet for 10 minutes? That shit's ridiculous. Grow up. Grow up. So, this one is really fucking me up. These kids stole a car here in Las Vegas. Story is a crazy story. The kids, those two kids, they stole a car here in Vegas. They went on a joyride in which they wrecked the car on purpose. They hit them on purpose as they filmed everything. And then they proceeded to run down a man on a bike. The man happened to be an ex-sheriff. I believe he's dead. Rest in peace to the sheriff, ex-sheriff. These two goofs decided to steal this car and do this as if it was a video game. My question is, how do we handle stupidity like this? I don't want to see you go to jail. I don't want to have to pay for you to eat food for the rest of your life. How do we wrap this shit up a little bit quicker? This is beyond stupid. And you got to do better for your fucking kids. You know, it's always my biggest problem when shit like recession and things like this happen. People just don't take care of their kids. They got to get into grind time and grind mode, and they pinhole and focus on other things and don't take care of their babies. It's pretty fucking pathetic, though. You going to steal a car? You going to run over a man on a bike? Like, do you know how crazy that shit seems? Please tell me that they have caught these little pieces of shit and just, like, expedite them. And send they, I don't know, send them motherfuckers anywhere. What'd you say? My kids wouldn't do no shit like that. My kids are suburban kids, bro. My kids are rich, spoiled kids from the burbs. A rich fucking, yeah, just rich, spoiled kids from the burbs. Now, an F-30 was hacked. Okay, we don't know if it was hacked. Thought it was hacked, and they said it wasn't hacked. I don't want to say that it was hacked because it might not be hacked, but the story was that it was hacked and it kicked out the pilot. It auto-ejected the pilot and then landed in Cuba. And then Cuba was like, yo no sé, yo no tengo nada, man. And they were like, what do you mean? But anyway, that didn't happen. I do have the story. And we'll talk about all the other things that we have here. What's up, Loner? Welcome to the chat, my brother. Appreciate you. We have a couple of stories. Let's get into these stories. I know these are the stories everybody's been waiting for. They're quick ones. There's a lot of corruption going on in Las Vegas. This is one of the reasons why they never wanted to bring sports to Vegas, because of betting, and they thought would be a ton of corruption. The management at Resorts World, or manager per se, not the management, just one person, was involved in a betting ring, an illegal betting ring. This is fantastic. Stories out of Daily Mail. Resort World Las Vegas president Scott Schiebel has been ousted after allegedly violating the luxury casinos and hotel policies. The company confirmed on Friday. Resort World Las Vegas announced today that president and COO Scott Schiebel has left the company effective immediately. A Resort World spokesperson said to DailyMail.com in a statement, the actions comes after the company was recently made aware that Mr. Schiebel violated company policies and terms of his employment. Peter Lavoie will take over as CEO for the renowned hotel and casino in Las Vegas, which is owned by Malaysian-based conglomerate Gentile Brihan. Oh, that's what's up. The shakeup comes 6 weeks after DailyMail.com reported the federal agents from California had visited Resort Worlds in connection to their widening probe of an illegal sporting betting ring that catered to the MLB and NFL players. This isn't the first time it's happened here in Vegas. The thing is, Resort World is actually going through a lot more problems than what people know. Resort World is a really, really big, big casino, like over-exaggeratedly big casino. That casino is in place of four properties. So they made everything really fucking big, and it looks dope as shit. But if you don't have at least half clip in there at all times, that shit looks like a giant waste of fucking space. It takes too long to pick up. It's not the 19 fucking 90s and the 80s where people could just lollygag and drag their feet all day. People got to make money. It's really hard to cater to them when they don't want to get out and spend money on shit that just ain't worth it. It's pretty lackluster. And it's obvious, you know, honestly, the Strip has a one-time feel. And it's really getting pathetic because it costs too fucking much for a one-time feel. Even the dinners, I'm not looking forward to going to dinner on the Strip. There's really nothing there for me. I don't care. Formula One is taking over the Strip. They literally, the last day we were on the Strip, I just seen them putting up fences. They've knocked over trees. They're going to start putting up the seats. We're 8 weeks away from our Formula One race, and Vegas changing forever. You know, Las Vegas was known for actually slowing down in the wintertime. We're known for actually slowing down during Thanksgiving. And we actually have a huge population of Indian and Punjabi. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. But during that time period, they don't holiday in the same fashion as we do, meaning they don't do Christmas and they don't do Thanksgiving. So we have a lot of Middle Eastern and Indian folks that'll come from overseas and enjoy the wintertime here in Vegas, as opposed to just, you know, your regular degular folks that would come out because they're just escaping to be in Vegas. And so it becomes a weird time. We lost the rodeo. We got some rodeo back. That's going to definitely be something to watch. F1 taking over the Strip in this fashion. For one, room prices have dropped over 60% already. So it's really not turning out as good as I thought it would. I'm telling you, this shit's just an expensive fucking hobby that nobody really wants. Now, pay attention to more casinos and hotels having betting scandals, because I promise you, more will come. Drew Barrymore was filming her show unabashedly. Everybody's on strike now, but Drew Barrymore, she didn't give a fuck. She was going to film her show because she's not a part of the strike. Stories out of Fox. Following Drew Barrymore's decision to pause her show. So Drew Barrymore came out and said, I'm filming my show. I don't care. I got people to feed. People were like, it's fucked up, bro. You shouldn't do that. Then Jennifer Hudson was like, hell yeah, bitch. If you do your show, I'm going to do my show. I'm sorry. She didn't say that. That was me. I said, bitch. But she was like, hell yeah. If you do your show, I'm going to do my show. Then Drew Barrymore heard everybody scream and told her, that's fucked up. You shouldn't do that. So Drew Barrymore then said, I'm not going to do it anymore. So following Drew Barrymore's decision to pause her show's return after the immense backlash, other talk shows are following suit. They're going to have to. The shit looks crazy. CBS is the talk in the syndicated series. The Jennifer Hudson show were both set to return Monday. But those plans have been put on hold. A statement from CBS provided to Fox News Digital read, the talk is pausing the season premiere scheduled for September 18th, and we will continue to evaluate plans for a new launch date. It's obvious that they don't care about the strike. These people are going to get paid irregardless. The problem with the strike is that the strike is for everybody. When it comes to specific right nows, they don't give a fuck. Entertainment is what have you done for me now, not what have you done. So they want to be able to keep their cash cows making that cash. Now, the fighter jet that was hacked and kicked out the fighter and went to Cuba and got packed out for pieces, that didn't happen. Stories out of NBC News. A U.S. fighter jet's stealth abilities appeared to work too well as authorities took hours to locate the debris field of the F-30, which went missing when the pilot was ejected because of a mishap. The debris was discovered Monday evening about 2 hours northeast of Joint Base Charleston, an air base in North Charleston. There was in North Carolina. Officials said without providing further details, the base has been working with the Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort to locate an F-35 that was involved in the mishap Sunday afternoon. The pilot was able to safely eject from the aircraft, and the F-35B Lightning II jet was taken to a local. Okay, so listen, this is the crazy thing. The pilot was ejected. I don't care what happened to him. He's fine. The pilot was ejected out of the plane. The first story was the plane was hacked and the pilot was just kicked out of the plane and the plane just went and autopiloted and landed in Cuba. In reality, the plane was an autopilot and it did crash off into the water. The problem is the fucking plane is a stealth plane. You know what stealth means? It means you can't see it. You can't find it. And you couldn't. The shit disappeared on them like dead ass. It really disappeared. So they were able to find the debris. The pilot is fine, taken to the hospital, stable condition. When you get popped out of the, when they say when you reach down and you got to pop the chute, that's a motherfucker, dude. Like, that's pretty intense because depending on what the situation is, you might have been facing death. There was a, damn, this is probably 10 years ago now. There was some guys that were running tests here in Vegas. Again, I live in Red Rock, so we see a lot of weird shit out here. But anyway, I guess one of the pilots went too fast facing a mountain and he literally just face first into the mountain, but he pulled a little mierdita. He didn't die, but I'm pretty sure that guy was never the same when he was flying his jet like Mach whatever the fuck and he was like inches from smashing into the mountain. Like, that's got to be the most terrifying shit ever. On top of, you're going so goddamn fast anyway, your brain, like, that's some crazy reaction time, bro. Crazy reaction time. Anyway, in music, there's a couple of things that scare the shit out of me. One is the Mexican cartel. I have always been terrified of the Mexican cartel, especially living in the Southwest and hearing the stories of what they've done to artists and how they fucking rot. They're mean, dude. I don't want no parts of that shit. Peso Pluma is an artist that has been coming up mighty, mighty fast, and he's a young Mexican artist that is viral. The dude's fucking on fire. But he says something about the cartel, and his tour that was supposed to be headed to Mexico has been postponed. Let's talk about it. Stories at Up Rocks. The Lady Gaga singer Peso Pluma has quickly become one of the most streamed Latin acts in the world. Due to his surge in popularity, he has graced stages worldwide, including the 2023 VMAs. However, Peso Pluma's plans to tour Mexico as a homecoming aren't going as previously planned. Days ago, Peso postponed multiple shows, leaving fans wondering why. And according to reports from the USA Today, this could be tied to recent threats that Peso allegedly received from the Jalisco New Generation cartel. I love how I'm reading it like mad white. A banner hung from a bridge in Tijuana, Mexico, bore a message that, after being translated to English, read, "This goes to Peso Pluma. Refrain from presenting yourself on October 14th because it'll be your last show due to your disrespect and loose tongue. You show up and you're going down. We're going to crush you." There's really no much more than I gotta tell you. What? This looking for you? What's up with you? What you talking about? What's looking for me? Huh? I'm confused. This looking for you. I'm so lost. I don't know what the fuck you're saying to me. Anyway, Peso Pluma is, he's dope. I thought he was dope as shit. Now, that style of music is supposed to be representation of the cartels. Like, corridos are based on what the gangsters have done. And those are usually songs that you write that they ask you to write for them. So they pay you to tell their stories in music. It's terrifying. You put yourself in some crazy shit dealing with that money. It's great money and it feels like some amazing power. I would never do it. I'm fucking pussy, scared as shit. Peso Pluma has he has a big future in front of him. I don't know if he wants to play that game. I don't really think he should play that game. Yeah, no, you crazy. Oh, they looking for me. You crazy as shit. But I wouldn't play that. Boy, you crazy. Poppy don't play that game. Fuck that. But look, my voice is back. I do feel much better. I do still have COVID. Loner texted me to talk shit because he was watching another podcast. I ain't never took no money from nobody. That's why you got me fucked up. See, you got the game wrong. I ain't deal with them like that. me and you gonna talk one day off camera. That's today's show. Those are the topics. Those are the things that are going on. I'll be back Wednesday and we'll be back Friday. I do feel much better. So hopefully I don't get sick again. Damn, bro, like I really can't help it. With the kids being in school and my wife being a teacher now, it's a lot. It's a lot. So don't worry. Literally, the clips go up right after the show now. I got the clips from last week too. And we're going to post this to the, well, you know, we'll post tomorrow. We'll get it posted in the morning. Either way, everything's looking good. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the stories. My name is Dom DeMarco. My name is Sabian Lavo. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. This mother... Yo, I'm trying not to cuss. I can't deal with you. I swear to God, I can't even deal with you. All right, y'all.